The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles and Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Be Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He's Perez. Hold on. My mic's too hot. Everybody, welcome to the PHP. He's Booker. I'm Perez. Whatever. How you doing, buddy?
I'm well. I'm grateful that I survived the exceptionally windy Vegas weekend with gusts of upwards of 60 miles per hour. If you have not been paying attention, Scandoval 2.0 is in full effect right now. So, of course, we're going to get to that. Also, a surprising amount of drama with the Biebers and some more updates on the Hillbilly Cyruses. Plus, talking Timothy Chalamet. I love it. Different topics than we've been talking about recently. But let's start off with Scandoval 2.0. There's actually a few things to get through, but first, I think I understand this, and I'll explain my takeaway. But the news is that Rachel Levis, podcaster and former Vanderpump Rules star, has sued her ex-castmates Tom Sandoval and Ariana Madix for eavesdropping, revenge porn, invasion of privacy, and intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Okay.
I'm going to assume, guess, that she found a lawyer to represent her on commission, meaning for free.
Right.
And he or she will get probably a very large cut of any settlement. This will likely be settled before going to court. And it's just, I've said this a bajillion times. It's unfortunate that this is how the legal system works. For Tom and Ariana to fight this, it'll end up costing them more than if they were to just settle and give her a smaller amount than what she's asking for.
Right.
And I'm especially disheartened for Ariana Madix because Ariana is the victim here.
Okay. But let's back up with the word victim. What is she a victim of? Her boyfriend cheated on her. Big deal.
Yeah, that still makes her the victim. Yeah,
it's not a crime, okay? I mean, she's a victim of life. Boo-hoo. I just think the word victim's a little strong for this. And I understand why you're using it, but it's like, come on. It's a television show. She was in a relationship that was falling apart at the end. Boo-hoo. Happens to everybody, okay?
She is the recipient of awfulness at the hands of these two other people. I don't believe, I'm not an expert in the law in when it comes to specifically revenge porn, but I would think, you know, okay, if I, in the heat of the moment, in the shock of it all,
right,
text this video to one or two people, I wouldn't classify that as revenge porn. I would just be like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Can you believe this? Oh my God. Uploading it on social media like Rob Kardashian did with his ex, Blac Chyna, that's revenge porn.
Mm-hmm.
But just sending it to like a friend just to, you need right. somebody.
And by the way, anybody listening, if you send a guy naked pictures, he's not the only one that's going to be looking at them. Everyone should just know that going in.
No, no, you have to remember in this specific instance with Scandoval 1.0, if we are to believe the reports, Tom secretly videoed Rachel. It's not like she sent him video.
Mm.
But it's similar. You know, she was engaging in behavior on a live call with him. So it's not quite sending him something, but it's still doing something that like a shady person can screen grab and screen record.
Right.
I just think it's so gross. Like, how does this? Here's a good question. You know, she spent months and months in that treatment facility, Rachel did. Then she chose not to return to Vanderpump Rules because she didn't think it was good for her mental health. Two-part question. Mm-hmm. How is this anything other than a money grab? And right. the second part is, how does this help her move forward? It just drags her back down, in right. my opinion.
When I hear all of this, my first thought is, she's still on the show. They're just not showing her on the show. Okay, you know what I mean? Like, she hasn't tapped out of that world, that yeah. life. She's still doing a podcast that has to do with that. It's just dumb she's not on the show, because this is the show. This is the new sideshow that promotes the show. And once again, everybody should thank her because she's keeping the ball rolling. Most people don't care. I don't care who these guys are dating now. I mean, they're opening up. They got a new show, The Valley or whatever. I mean, you know, okay, fine. But I think they should thank her for keeping this going. The whole thing seems frivolous and stupid because it's a television show where these things are supposed to happen on a television show. What is she getting out of this ultimately, other than maybe she just needs the money? Maybe she sees the windfall of money that Ariana has cashed in on and is like, hey, like I've said, I made this. I made you. I made this whole thing happen for a television show, and I got nothing out of it.
I just also, like, I've been doing what I do for 20 years, and I've been screwed over so many times. And I'm just, you're either the kind of person that's prone to sue people or you're not. I just think, like, going through with a lawsuit, like, I just, that's like the worst last case scenario. Mm. And the fact that she did this, like I said, she's not the victim here. And you don't want to call Ariana the victim, fine, but you're not a victim, Rachel. And that, but she's alleging all of these awful things that happened to her.
I think at the end of the day, it's all about the money. And it's coming down to the money.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Speaking Vanderpump Rules, these two former stars of the show, Jax Taylor and Brittany Cartwright, announced they were separating, but not a joint announcement. She was the one to break the news on her podcast. Everybody's got a fucking podcast. Mm-hmm. And she said that she moved out of their home and she wasn't sure about the future of their relationship. She didn't want to say that it was over. She didn't classify it that way. But what's interesting is, I think either the same day or the day after that news broke, Jax was caught, arranged, I don't know, however you want to call it.
I saw the video where he's like, how did you know I was here?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, because you called them, you dope.
Yeah. He had a moment with the paparazzi.
I saw it. His genuine surprise.
Yeah, and he told them a lie, that she was living with him still. But that's not true, according to multiple reports. She just happens to be there one day that week. And in his mind, I guess, I don't know.
In his mind, they're still together. They're working it out. They probably had a spat. And she's not out of the house.
Well, she is out of the house.
There's a new television show that was just announced. That's really the crescendo.
It's all in chronological order. According to reports, this happened, the initial separation and her moving out, sometime in January. So it's not like a sudden or short thing. And also, just a reminder, Jax Taylor is Jax Taylor. I'm surprised this didn't happen sooner.
He's a big blockhead.
Bless her. I mean, they do have, I think, a 2-year-old son. So that kind of slows your roll. If they didn't have a kid together, she might have peaced out a while ago.
That relationship was always tumultuous.
Yeah. And the very latest is she is now still living in another house. They're not living together, for those of you curious. And later this month, on Tuesday, March March 19th, this new Vanderpump Rules spinoff called The Valley premieres. Jax and Brittany are in that. So is that Kristen Doody Dude? I don't know how the fuck you pronounce her last name. There was an extended preview.
Like a sneak peek, yeah.
Yeah, it was over 3 minutes long. That was a mistake. They should have just released a 30-second trailer, because I sat down to watch the extended preview and I was so bored.
Yeah.
Were you bored too?
Yeah. Baby carriages walking around through the streets like, ugh, this is our life now. We're out in the valley. We're grown up. And I'm like, ugh, boring.
Yeah.
I want to see you guys banging each other. That's what I want to see.
I didn't even finish the extended preview because it was that boring. Yeah. So unfortunately for them, I'm going to predict, even with this latest drama or scandal, I'm still going to predict it's going to be a one and done season situation.
Yeah.
And finally, congratulations to Lala Kent. She announced that she is pregnant with her second child.
Really?
And it's not another one with baby daddy of her
what's
daughter,
his name,
Orson,
Randall,
right? I knew it was something like that. Randall Emmett. It's not Randall Emmett. According to reports, she used a sperm donor. I mean, I guess she hasn't confirmed that it's a sperm donor, but in the past, in the near past, she talked about wanting to use a sperm donor. Huh. So, or she's been trying to use a sperm donor to get pregnant. So, I guess TBD.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Guess what, Mango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know. That's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like, how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
All right, moving over to the Biebers. Something's going down with Justin and Hailey Bieber. And I would be pissed if this happened. Their freaking minister took to social media to ask people to pray for them. That just is blowing my mind. Like, did you get approval before you did that? Like, did you ask, like, can I do that? Right. And if that's the case, then I'm even more concerned. Or did he just do that thinking that they really needed this?
Yeah.
I mean, he wrote a long ass statement. I don't even want to fucking read the whole thing.
But the whole thing is just so confusing. How do you, it's like a lawyer speaking on your client and
kind
of giving privileged information. It's the same thing in my mind anyhow. It's very odd, but it does send an alarm out to everybody like something's going on. I got a feeling it's health related.
It might. And actually, I think so as well.
I don't think you'd say pray for the relationship. That would be very odd. But if you're praying for someone's health, it's like, you know, that happens at the end of Mass every week.
I guess I'm confused because there was this one line he said, there are special challenges that folks in high visibility positions face, and also the enemy doesn't want them to draw closer to Jesus. What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
What I thought it was, this is privileged information. I don't want to wait for the Patreon, but do sign up for our Patreon, patreon.com/Perez Hilton. I've heard from reliable sources that they've been married now for 5 years.
Wow.
Kudos on them to them for making it work.
Well, you're supposed to.
Yeah.
I'm not giving anybody kudos for staying married.
I know.
It's a fucking whole idea of getting married.
I know. Well, I've heard that they've been trying to get pregnant, and it's been a very difficult process. That's all I will say. I don't want to reveal too many more specifics because it's not my story to tell. But obviously, married 5 years, she's young. He's only 31. He just had his birthday. You would think it could or maybe should be easy for them to have a baby, but that's not been the case. And that can manifest itself in different ways and take a different tolls on the relationship. And it could be that.
It could be. It's just very hard being Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
There's a finite amount of people on the planet that's walked in the path that he has.
Yeah. And her father, Hailey Bieber's dad, Stephen Baldwin, then amplified this and shared it on his socials, asking people to pray. It's like, y'all, all the prayers. But maybe what's going on has even affected the family, because Hailey Bieber's sister, Alaya, just got arrested for being a baddie and bratty in Georgia and getting into a bar fight. Mm-hmm. She had a mugshot taken, and I'm like, damn, she's looking rough. Ooh. I'm grateful, though, that she wasn't – although it was a hair away from a smirk. It wasn't quite a smirk, but it was almost there. It was more like that angry, like you're angry, and it could be perceived as a smirk, but I'm reading it more of like just angry.
Yeah.
Like she got so wasted, according to the authorities. She was refusing to leave this bar. Then she became unruly, started attacking the staff, even threw a tampon.
Supposedly used.
God, I just...
I can't either. That's a hell of a story. I don't know if I buy it or believe it.
Sometimes, thank God, thank Jesus, thank me. When I drink a lot, I can still drink a lot, but for the most part, I'll remember everything. But when you drink so much, there are times where you don't remember shit the next day.
You get blackout drunk, yeah. I just get louder.
That might have happened with her here, but hopefully it's a wake-up call to handle her liquor better. All right. I'm disappointed. I don't know if that's the word, but I'm surprised that Sam Smith pulled this diva card. I would even call it unprofessional against singer Anitta, the Brazilian bombshell. They had collaborated on a song together that Anitta first teased last year. So, you know, that doesn't just happen. They were in the recording studio. They wrote it. They sang it. They even filmed a music video for it. And now Anitta says that Sam Smith doesn't want the song released. After spending all that time and money, why would you do that?
Maybe he just lived with it and he thinks it stinks. He just doesn't want to release something that stinks. Collaborations are hard, right? Like getting two voices to work together and for it to print. It's not easy to make that magic.
I would just take the L because I'm like, God, that person or her label or whomever spent so much money already on the recording of it and making a fucking music video. And she had already promoted it. She had talked about it in interviews, how excited she was for it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, put it out on the album and just don't promote it. If this was going to be a single and a whole launch and, you know, look, you don't want to put stiffs out into the world. I get it. I mean, Sam Smith needs a hit. And if this isn't it, you know, you can't fault somebody for saying, hey, this was my track to begin with. I don't like it. It didn't come out great. Happens all the time, I'm sure.
It's her track for her album.
Oh, it's her track?
Yeah. I don't know. After all that, I find it shady. I think it's shady personally. Sam still got a way of getting people talking. Smith was part of the Vivian Westwood fashion show this weekend, parading around the runway, ass out, wearing a jock strap and a super micro skirt. And it went very viral. So kudos to you, Sam Smith. On our Patreon show, we spoke about the Cyrus family.
Yeah.
And all the drama there. Well, the very latest is, according to multiple reports now from credible outlets, allegedly Noah Cyrus did in fact date Tish Cyrus, her mother's now husband.
That's so weird.
Before they got together. And Noah really feels betrayed. I mean, apparently, either date or hooked up once or a couple times or whatever. And Noah feels betrayed by her mother, which I would too, to be honest. So yeah.
Even if your daughter messed with some guy, you know what I mean? Like, would you follow that? That's just, I don't know. Just seems a little weird.
And especially doing so without consulting your daughter, which according to reports, Tish Cyrus did not.
I don't know. I mean, when you look at Noah Cyrus, I think this is the first headline that she's had forever. So I don't know. Maybe they're just leaning into it and letting people talk. But then again, it could be true. So I don't think it's a good look for anybody, especially for a family. Look, if it wasn't true, wouldn't somebody just come out and say, this is not true? Fun story, but not true. It's got to be something there, right?
Yeah, no, I think it's true. I've heard it enough.
Yeah.
You know, allegedly, Miley had no clue. She's Switzerland.
Yeah, she's staying out of this one. I don't blame her. By the way, speaking of Miley Cyrus, did you finally listen to the whole song that you heard the clip and said, oh my God, it's a smash. It's huge. It's the biggest song ever. And I'm like, you haven't heard the song.
Well, I didn't
and I'm
say
like,
it. No.
You need to hear the song. And you're like, I don't need to hear the song. And I'm like, you have to hear the song. And you're like, I don't need to hear it. It's great. Perez, what do you think about the new Miley Cyrus song after hearing the entire track?
I love it.
It sucks.
It does not suck. I love it.
It's so below average. If you were to compare it to Flowers, it is below average.
Well, I mean, if you're comparing it to Flowers, yes.
You said it's a smash. Smash yeah. is Flowers. This well, is not no. a smash. This song, it will be gone in 2 weeks.
Well, and I love the song. I love the song.
Okay. Well, you have bad taste.
We'll see. I don't know. It's still possible that it could be a hit.
You're
I don't
right.
know. In more music-related news, Jason Derulo has announced a Vegas residency.
What?
I actually am excited about this. I like Jason Derulo, and he's got a lot of bops, and he's a great performer. He sings, he dances. My one worry is he doesn't have a history of touring. He's not a touring act.
Right. He's a track act. He shows up at things and plays his three songs and leaves. That's why I just can't imagine a residency for him. He's not like a guy that goes out and, you know, sings the crap out of songs. And I agree with you. He's a very good dancer. He's very talented. But he's just, he's a turntable hit.
Does he have, you know, passionate fans? Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe there's girls that like the way that he looks and stuff, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, they're into his body.
Yeah, and I'm also thinking maybe the venue is hoping that his social media numbers might help. Because, you know, a couple years ago, he pivoted and started making all of this, like, social media content, like TikTok-y stuff. But that doesn't always translate. That doesn't necessarily mean the songs are going to be hits or do well or your shows are going to sell out because of that.
I think he lives up the street from me.
Some not so great news. I forget when we spoke about this, but I mentioned the death of that royal member of the British family, the British royal family, Thomas Kingston. The details have been released, and there are a lot of details, so we don't need to go into them. But yes, he sadly took his own life. You know, it's weird. He's so, I mean, not weird, like depression will affect everybody, but he.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone, goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Guess what, Bango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know. That's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like, how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
Was a successful man, handsome, and
yeah, you never know.
You never know. Speaking of handsome men, congratulations to Timothy Chalamet. His new movie, Dune 2, did huge at the box office this weekend. It premiered to over $81 million at the U.S. box office.
If you put a gun to my head and said, what the hell is Dune about? I'd be like, I have no idea. Like, it's like one of those completely off my radar. I've seen the commercials. Those kids look kind of cool in it, like running around on sand dunes or something. But outside of that, I have no idea what it's about.
And Zendaya is also in it.
Zendaya, I guess she's in it too.
And so is that blonde British chick. What's her fucking name?
Oh, Florence.
Yes, Florence Pugh.
Whatever the fuck her name is.
She is in it, and that hottie Austin Butler.
Yeah, Elvis, he's in it.
But you know what? Like, $81 million, that's
a big number.
Yeah.
For today, that's a very, very big number. So that just shows that those kids have some box office appeal.
Yes.
They're the next wave of real, true movie stars.
And Wonka was also a big hit. Yeah. So he went from Wonka to Dune 2. So congrats to them and him. In more congrats news, I think a Fifth Harmony reunion is possibly in the works, according to reports. All of the ladies, including Camila Cabello, are talking about getting back together, which I think is cool, so long as they let Camila do her 4 solo singles or however many she had.
I don't know if like there's a demand, everyone's sitting around going, God damn, we got to get Fifth Harmony back together. I mean, Fifth Harmony is like the fifth rung of, there's like Spice Girls, like Destiny's Child. Fifth Harmony is like 15th Harmony is more like it for me.
They were like Danity Kane.
Right. Danity Kane. It's in the same bucket for me.
Not quite the Pussycat Dolls.
Pussycat Dolls had a couple of hits. Did Fifth Harmony have any hit songs?
Yeah, Work From Home. That was a big hit.
Okay, that was Fifth Harmony?
You Can Work From Home.
Yeah, no, I remember that one, yeah.
And Worth It.
Worth It. I know that one, too. All right, they got a couple songs.
Yeah, and others as well. I was a fan. I liked their music.
Okay.
All right. I'm glad that I really do think people care less about the Kardashians these days.
Yeah.
And so do I. But, you know, every once in a while, they're still making news. And Kanye West, being Kanye West, took to social media to rant about his kids' school yet again.
Again.
Saying, Kim, take my kids out of Sierra Canyon now. It's a fake school for celebrities that are used by the system. I don't hate anybody, but I hate that this man does this, because I'm not exaggerating. There are fucking crazy people out there. And when he uses language like fake school and the system, that could trigger a crazy person to go and do something crazy and dangerous at that school. Like, it puts all those kids at risk. Like, and he could also just fucking text Kim Kardashian this. Like, he doesn't need to post that on Instagram for millions and millions of people to see. He's not in a really reality show.
In his mind, he is. That's why he parked his ass next to the Kardashians in the first place.
Well, thankfully, Kim is the one that makes the decisions regarding their children's schooling. Mm. Kanye, according to reports, told his kids he doesn't even believe in school and that he just wants them to get private tutors, whereas, you know, Kim wants them to have stability and socializing and all of those things. And also countered that Kanye will go for months at a time without seeing his children. So there's that. Speaking of Kardashians, a lot of people were dragging Khloe Kardashian for selling her daughter's clothes on that Kardashian Closet website. They've been selling their own clothes on there for a long ass time.
Right.
And a quote, portion of the profits go to charity.
Yeah. If it was 99% and they use the rest for shipping, that's what it should be if you really have that kind of money. If not, you're a puke.
Yeah, I think this is pukish.
Yeah, you've got enough fucking money. And listen, I'm not saying give it away either, and I'm not saying take it down to Goodwill. If it's got some value to somebody, fine, I got no problem with that. But I do have a problem with the portion. Unless the portion, like I said, is 99%.
Yeah, it's not 99%. Also, a lot of people were upset at the CEO of Kellogg's for saying that if people were struggling financially, they should eat cereal, you know, the breakfast food, for dinner. That missed the mark.
Yeah.
Unless, and I don't think this is the case because I feel like he would have shared that, unless the CEO of Kellogg's was so poor back in the day that he used to eat breakfast food, like, you know, cereal for dinner, then that would be inspiring. Like, wow, he went from eating cereal for dinner to now being CEO of Kellogg's. This may inspire nobody, but I was so poor at one point after I had graduated college that I was on a similar diet. Not quite cereal for dinner, but I was on a hot dog diet because hot dogs were so cheap. I'd go to the supermarket, buy hot dogs and bread, and I ate that for like a month solid.
You know what's funny? When I think of like post-college and doing radio, and I had no money. I think my first radio job paid me $10,500 a year. And my second radio job, when I moved to Myrtle Beach to take the job, paid me $16,000 a year. So I had no fucking money whatsoever. And I remember having to get real creative with food, but I don't remember caring about eating back then. I was so just whimsical with my time and where I was going and working. Like, if I grabbed food or a sandwich here, fine. You know, I didn't really get that much into it.
I remember too, it was around the time of either the first Shrek movie or the second Shrek movie, because I would buy this green Shrek ketchup that was cheaper because it was like a promotion and on sale. Over in the UK, a huge explosive story regarding the husband of Ginger Spice, Jerry Halliwell. Christian Horner is his name, although she technically does go by Jerry Horner.
Okay.
But she'll always be Jerry Halliwell to me. He's the boss over at F1's Red Bull Racing, and multiple media outlets have somehow gotten leaked text messages that he sent to a female colleague that were very inappropriate. Definitely he was flirting and being sexual. Poor Jerry. I don't know. I don't like the current state of the world where somebody makes a mistake and it's like you're instantly fired. I do believe in, you know, just reprimanding people and letting them learn from that mistake. And then if they make a big mistake again, then fire them.
Right.
But I'm not a fan of like the first course of action just being firing somebody.
I'm not a fan of it being put out into the world what you did. I mean, people have consensual relationships at work all of the time. And it sucks when there's a, you know, a married party involved, but, you know, it still should just be between those people when the whole world doesn't need to know? I just don't understand why it's a everybody must know everybody's business situation, unless, you know, Jerry went out and told everybody, which she has every right to do. But I don't think that's the case here.
No, I think there might be a lawsuit involved, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure all of the all the details. I haven't paid too much attention to this because I don't care about F1, and it's like older people drama. It's like a big story in the UK, but it hasn't been a big story in the US for some reason.
Well, F1's bigger worldwide than it is here in the States, so that's got to be it.
I love to see this. More music is being deleted from TikTok because not only have they deleted all Universal Music artists, but now they've started, or they have taken down songs that were even written by Universal Music artists. So hopefully TikTok goes out of business soon.
I find a lot of bands on Instagram. Still.
You do?
I don't know. I kind of like it better for music discovery, but that's just me.
Oh my God. I'm a little butthurt. Last night, I saw the American Idol Instagram account shared a clip of this one contestant. And I just, you know, I started to watch it. I'm like, this is great. And like, I loved the clip and I watched the whole thing. And then I left a comment and they fucking deleted my comment. And it wasn't like,
what did you say?
It wasn't like, sometimes you might think your comment is deleted because it might just get buried underneath. But no, what I also did was they had this new functionality, or maybe not that new. They have a functionality on Instagram where you can pin a comment, but you can also share a comment in your Instagram story. You've seen that, right?
Right. Yeah.
So I shared my own comment on my Instagram story because that does two things. One, it shares my thoughts. And then two, if people click on my comment in my IG story, it'll take them directly to my comment so they can agree or disagree or whatever.
That's why it was deleted. It wasn't because it's you. It's because you're trying to promote off of them. That shouldn't be a thing, but that's probably just their policy.
They don't want me to draw attention to their video?
They don't want you to make money off of their video.
I wasn't.
Well, I think they want just exclusivity on it. You're taking your comment and pushing it. Look, ultimately, I think you're right. Don't get me wrong. I just think that's why they took it down. I don't think they took it down because you're Perez Hilton. I think they took it down because they're like, hey, someone's spamming our account using our content to try to make money off of it, especially because you're verified.
Well, whatever. I left the it was a good comment. I share my good comments regularly on video from videos.
God. Everybody needs to see those.
Still stupid. All right. Speaking of music and musicians, singer Carol G was involved in a scary plane incident in Van Nuys. Her plane had to make an emergency landing. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. And one more music-related story in a moment. But first, thank you to everybody who went to patreon.com/Perez Hilton and signed up over the last week. We really appreciate you. We do an exclusive show there every single Thursday. So if you want that, sign up at patreon.com/Perez Hilton.
By the way, last Thursday's show, maybe the best show we've ever done, in my opinion. Okay. What a great show.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah. Thank you to new Patreon supporters Brandon Pigeon, Paige Sondrup, Leslie Perez, Emily L, GQW, Wendy Green, Penny, who signed up for the entire year. Appreciate you, Penny. Also, Marianne MME, Lady Brenda, Joey Bowder, Katie U, Alexandra Peterson, and Alex.
Thank you all.
Appreciate you. All right. And finally, Taylor Swift is in Singapore for some shows. I think she's doing 6 shows in Singapore.
Wow.
Most artists won't do 6 shows in Singapore, but she did, and I'm glad. And one of the girls from Blackpink was there, and Travis Kelce has not been there, though. He's been spotted in Philadelphia getting a haircut.
I saw that.
I pay attention to these things. hopefully he'll join her on tour soon. All right, that's it. Let's take a call or two.
This is Emma calling from Texas, and I have to disagree with you, Perez.
Oh.
Mountbatten Windsor is their last name. Windsor was Queen Elizabeth's last name. Prince Philip wanted her to take his last name of Mountbatten.
I said that.
They compromised and became Mountbatten Windsor.
Yeah, I said that.
Sussex is not a last name. Sussex is an area in England. Thank you.
I love that I still have no idea about any of this, and people are still raging on about it. It gives me such happiness. I have no idea why it does give me happiness, but it just does. And I don't know who's right and who's wrong, and I don't care. Here we go.
Hey guys, this is Jen from Washington State, Patreon subscriber. Love you guys. I literally had to stop the latest Patreon episode because you're talking about Kate Middleton and her being out of the spotlight whenever, and that there's speculation that it might be gut issues, which is also what I've heard. If it is Crohn's, my husband has severe Crohn's. Oh. He has had 3 major surgeries related to his bowels, meaning he's had his large intestine removed. He had a completion proctectomy, which basically means they removed his rectum. He'll never poop like a normal person ever again. And his most recent one, he had 16 inches of his small bowel removed.
Oh my God.
His Crohn's was so bad and advancing. These are major surgeries. He was off 3 months minimum.
All right, she's bumming me out. That was kind of why I thought that maybe it could have been something like Crohn's. It can get very, very nasty. That's why I was wondering if it was something like that. I hope it's not. I hope it's something like a fucking wart grew on her nose or something.
According to Wikipedia, quote, Crohn's disease can sometimes cause life-threatening complications.
Everything she just said is life-threatening. Yeah, I mean, your internal organs shut down. Some of them do. It's a very nasty disease.
Hi, Booker. Hi, Chris. This is, I'm not telling. is doing cocaine with your boss that big of a deal? Because
yes.
I don't know. I've had a few bosses and even cocaine and all kinds of things. I didn't know it was that big of a deal. You guys being like, Andy Cohen offered his guest cocaine. I'm like, that's not standard. It just surprised me.
It's not. No.
I know that you shouldn't, but I don't know. In entertainment business especially, I thought that wasn't that like crazy of an idea. That's all. Just a thought.
All of the fun in the world is being eliminated. You're not allowed to do any blow at work anymore. You're not allowed to have sex with coworkers. You can't yell at anybody. I mean, work sucks. And they expect you to work now. It's stupid.
And be professional.
That's boring. No one comes to Hollywood to get on the fucking Real Housewives of Blomey County to fucking be professional. Come on.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening and hope to see some new names for our Patreon, patreon.com/Perez Hilton. New show dropping this Thursday. Have a wonderful week, everybody.
Bye.
The following is a High Five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.